Heinz Alumni presents the eAlerts Tutorial Department. Audio tutorials for refresher, advancement, and information. Hello, this is Keith, and I wanted to present in this podcast how to put a comma into a phone number, and why would you want to do that? Well, the comma basically inserts a pause so that when you need to dial an extension, like often you have to dial your VA hospital, if you know your party's extension, you can dial at any time. And so you may want to dial that hospital's number, insert a comma for a pause, and then insert your party's five-digit extension. Another reason is when you get on the Heinz computer or iPhone conference call, there is a number, an access number to dial, and I'm going to use that for an example here. In fact, I have this document open that has that number in it. My computer voice, I'm not sure how well it will pick up, but I will read this number here.
1-800-767-1750.
And when you dial that number, you need to dial this extension.
Blank. 44125.
44125. Now, you could just take your phone and just use your finger and hit all those numbers, 1-800 and the rest of the number, and then hit this access code, 44125, and then you'll be in the call. If you want to do it automatically, for example, with your iPhone, there's two ways to do that. As you're keying it in, you could key in the digits for the number, and then if you double tap and hold on the star key, which is just to the left of the zero, so you find the star, the asterisk, and you double tap and hold, that will insert a comma or a pause, and then you can continue with that access code, and when you hit the button to call, it will dial it, and then you'll hear it ring and pick up, and it'll pause long enough, then you'll hear it dial the access code, and then you'll be in the room. Now, to be sure, sometimes you may want to insert a second comma, so you just repeat that step with the asterisk, press and hold, double tap and hold, a second time for a second pause. Usually one is enough. I wouldn't go more than two, but it kind of depends. You kind of have to feel it out and see what works best for you. The other way to do this, I'm going to have to change my screen because I might be better just to read this off of this document. What you do is you open up your phone app and you find your contact tab, which is generally in the middle at the bottom. I think if you go from left to right, it goes favorites, recents, contacts, and other stuff like more or something. But you find contacts at the bottom of your phone app, and you open it up. You find the contact you want. Let's say you want to have an entry for this conference call. If the number is already there and you just need to add the extension, you just double tap on the phone number so you can edit it, and you will get a numeric keypad that shows up at the bottom so you can enter the number. But how do you find the comma? Well, on that numerical keypad should be a shift key. You find the shift key and it will change the numbers into various symbols. One of those will be a comma, and you just tap it like you normally would to type in the digit, and then you can insert a comma at the end of that phone number and then shift it back, and then of course you put in the other access code. And when you're done, you hit the done button. Now, if you need to enter the number from scratch, like you're going to do a new entry, you could do that too. You could create the new entry, call it Heinz GPS computer conference, insert the number, shift on your number pad for a comma, and then shift it back to get your numbers back and type in the access code. Now there is yet another way to access that.
Alt tab.
iDevice and GPS.
Now, especially with this iDevice, what you'll often see.
Blank. Or using your iPhone, click here.
You'll see a number already written out like this.
1-800-767-1750, comma, 44125.
And now you see it inserted three commas. Now, personally, I don't think you need to have three. I think two is plenty, and one will probably get it done. But if you use, if you see that in an email, like someone emails you an alert, and you see it written out that way, all you need to do is double tap it, and your iPhone will automatically dial that entire number complete with the commas, all at a one fell swoop. So there's actually the third way. There's actually three methods if you're using a smartphone. And so there's how you can call using commas. Now, of course, once you make that call, even though you double tapped it, you can go back later and you can add that as a contact, and it'll already be set to go. So hopefully that wasn't information overload, but it's an important thing. Sometimes you need to dial an extension, and you want to, sometimes it's hard in the moment to dial those digits, find them and tap them and get them in before maybe it times out. And so just knowing ahead of time how to get that party's extension in there with those pauses can be a tremendous help for numbers you call frequently, like say your vest or the eye clinic or the pharmacy at your VA hospital. So this is Keith signing off with this period of instruction in our tutorial category at HeinzAlumni.org.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the eAlerts Department for Tutorials. Stay in touch by visiting HeinzAlumni.org and sign up for our newsletter. Visit HeinzAlumni.org and look for the subscribe link. Thanks for listening.